W4 November Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please?
W4FCM, I'm good audio and vocal lighting, very strong, over. Another hiss, no detection of noise at all here in Traverse Rest.
Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, can I have a radio check, please?
Yeah, W4FCM, I said you have full quieting and good audio, very strong here in TR, over.
CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, MLO South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Informal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. The directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. And K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. And KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. And KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next, to the RF portion of the check-ins tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, any station that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the suffix, if your suffix begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
The Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, KG4LSL. Name here is Jimmy, Juliet, India, Mike, Yankee, and I am located in Anderson. First time check-in, nothing for the rag chew, just going to be listening.
Hope your man are a whale. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Anna are well. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
And welcome what we've got so far. And we'll start with Mr. Jimmy in Anderson. First time check-in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, Jimmy. And your call is KG4 Lima Sierra Lima. Appreciate you checking in with us. We have a different net controller every night, and on Wednesday night, we also have the swap net called by Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. We'd love to have you and appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, and that's Mr. Sid N. Fletcher. Sid, it's always a pleasure to hear you check in with us too, sir. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
I back up and recognize KK4 JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, he brings along his wife, KC4 MFK. That's Miss Donna. And Larry, you tell Miss Donna we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4 JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you checking in with us, James. All right, before I move on to the next group, I'm going to jump back up on EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit via EchoLink tonight. John, I have you down for some comments, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike Through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West of Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73, you and all the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, over here in Piedmont. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. He is over the ocean right now, heading over to Europe. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, Chad. 73 to you, Miss Hannah, and all the net.
We'd like to welcome WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Greenville County. Matt is one of our Thursday night net controls. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Matt. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. And he brings along his father, Fred, also over the Great Pond, KI4MRA. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt N. Inman. And Walt, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Then move on to the next group, which is Quebec Through Tango. Any station with the suffix Quebec Through Tango, and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, and Joanna tonight. And that'll be negative and negative. Over.
NUE. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV, Brian in Greer, no comments.
4NUE. Again, KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty, man of the name.
NUE. In HA4RA, Alpha Julia 4. Name is Bill, and I'm mobile in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody. 73.
Back up and recognize KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert and Joanna, and N4QNV, that's Mr. Brian and Greer, KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty, and AJ4RA, Mr. Bill and Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll make one more call for Quebec Through Tango. Any station, Quebec Through Tango, please call KO4NUE. We'll move up EchoLink real quick. Any station, if you'd like to check in via EchoLink tonight, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you really check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, yourself and all the net. No traffic, no queue, and Chad, do tell me, I'll say hello.
Stephen, I got you. KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen in Greenwood, and Anna says hello back to you, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Annette, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County, no traffic, no table.
Good evening, Chad. Please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan over in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Control. Hello, Echo, Uniform X-ray. This is Joe up here in La Pista. Good evening, Chad, and to everybody else on the net.
K4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4ZYX. Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative.
Go Juliet 4 Yankee Uniform Tango. Don't we over here at Cal Bend Battlefield? I'll be negative, negative.
YUT. Can I have your name, sir?
Tony Oscar, November Yankee.
Roger that. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Cleveland, and K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland in Pickens. And Roland, we hope you have a good night tonight, too, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome K4VKN, that's Mr. Allen in Piedmont, and KE0UUX, Mr. Joe, up on the mountain at Mount Pisgah. Joe, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff, and KJ4YUT, that's Mr. Tony in Calpins. All right, any more stations, Quebec, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Any station, Alpha Through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Evening, Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November Golf. Glenn and Great Court. 73s, no traffic, no round table. Say hi to them.
4NUE. Evening, Chad, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE. And please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, K4CHY, Cape and Seneca, negative and negative.
UE. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I have no traffic, but I'll try to stick around for action.
Mr. Glenn in Gray Court, just a little bit down in the nose tonight, sir. I got KD2, and that's all I got. Can you come back with your call, please?
KD2 VNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf.
Hi, Glenn. All right, we'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along his wife, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And their daughter, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. And Mr. Rick, I hope Miss Lorena is doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and KD2BNG, that's Mr. Glenn in Gray Court, KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville, and KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca, and W4Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's Mr. Colin in Mill Springs. And Mr. Colin, I got you down for hanging around for the rag chew, possibly. All right, we'll make one more call. Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey X-4 Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia, and I will be out after 4173.
NUE. And Mr. Chad, Miss Anna in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
For NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Let's back up and recognize WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. Danny, appreciate you joining us tonight. And you got a good signal coming in from Gastonia. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. Please tell Miss Joy that me and Anna said hello to her tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and your suffix ends with Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Miss Anna, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
NUE. This is KO4HYC, Ann in Landrum, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Again, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark, in Simpsonville, will both be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
4NUE. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Delta. This is Steve in Landrum. Thanks for calling the net, Chad, and good evening, Anna. Negative and negative. Have a good evening. 73.
I can recognize Mr. Warren in 4HHC and Taylor's. Appreciate you dropping by tonight, Mr. Warren. And I also would like to welcome our good friend, KO4HYC. That's Miss Ann in Landrum. She brings along her husband, KO4HYD. That's Mr. Steve in Landrum. Steve, hope you are doing well, and hello to the both of you guys. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4HTP. That's another good friend of ours, Miss Wendy, and she brings along her husband, W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys joining us, Miss Wendy, and please say hello to Mr. Mark for us. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. I'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. Each station that checked in with us tonight that do not wish to hang around for the rag chew, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller. We'll now start the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins. First up on the stop tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. So, John, go ahead and take it, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. How y'all doing down your way?
Pretty good, Mr. John. We had a pretty good day today. I got to go visit with my cousin in Pickens for a little while today, and then came on back to the house. Not a lot going on, but tomorrow's, I'm just not looking forward to tomorrow.
This is KN4RJN. Okay, so what's happening tomorrow?
Itchy stuff that grows in the field and you gotta go pick it up. I'm just first time I was ever hired to pick up hay, I think I was maybe 10 or 11 years old. I hated it then, and now I'm 50 and I still hate it. So I'm not looking forward to tomorrow.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I put up hay one summer and swore I'd never do it again. And then my buddy that convinced me to help him put up hay, he lived on a farm. One year they planted tobacco, and he wanted me to help him put up tobacco. And, oh, my God. And I swore I'd never do that again either.
What I've never done was tobacco. I suspect it's equally as hot. Probably not as itchy. Of course, I don't know. I've never messed with it. But, anything labor-intensive out in the heat is it's just not fun. Not fun at all.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, tobacco, you go through and you cut the plants and stick them on this stake and let them dry out in the sun for a while, and then you go back and pick them up. And of course, they're all dried out, so you're basically picking up dried leaves. And they break and form dust and whatnot. And by the time you're done, if you blow your nose because it's all clogged up, it will come out black almost. It's you breathe that stuff in, it's all over you. It gets in your clothes, gets in your pores, your eyes, your nose, everywhere. And I think I showered for about 3 days before I finally got rid of all of it.
First time I hauled hay was... like I said, I was probably 10, 11 years old, and it was the square bales. We had to pick them up by hand all day, and I got paid, I think it was $5 for the whole day, and I was not happy about that, and I had to be the water boy, too. So, we had this little bucket and an aluminum ladle with a black handle on it, a galvanized bucket, and Mr. Morrow was the guy I worked for, and I had to go get water in the water bucket in the creek. and no junk in the bottom of it, he said. So I got water out of the creek and carried it up, and everybody drank out of the same ladle, the same bucket, and you know, when you got your fill of water, you went back to hauling hay. So yeah, and $5 for all of that. He got a deal. What do you think?
This is KN4RJ, and wow, they overpaid you compared to what they paid me. I actually got stuck up in the loft when they were putting it in the barn, and it's coming up the conveyor, and you got to grab it and stack it, and then by the time we got done, the stacks of hay looked like a drunken sailor had put them up there. I could not keep up with them.
Next year, he came out of the house, you know, begging for help again to get hay. But this year, back when around here, it was cotton. It was king cotton all around here. And, you know, basically agrarian before all of the houses moved in. Peach fields, apples, a couple of nectarine fields, but primarily cotton. So, Mr. Morrow, you know, the farmers would kind of band together during harvest time, whatever they were trying to, and try to help each other out with equipment or whatnot. They would loan equipment. So, that second year, Mr. Morrow had one of these hay bale thrower, tosser, whatever you want to call it. It came up this little conveyor, and it threw this thing, I don't know, probably 15, 20 yards into the trailer behind it. You know, a square bale of hay is pretty heavy. And we'd never seen anything like that around here. And within 30 minutes, he busted the windshield out in the truck. And we parked that thing, and we had to pick the rest of it by hand. But I never forget it. He busted the windshield flap out in the truck. He was so mad.
This is KN4RGN, yeah. Some inventions work better than others, what can I say? But yeah, I was up in the loft, and yeah, you're right, a bale of hay was pretty heavy, and I was not very big when I was smaller, and I'm still not very big, but I think those bales weighed more than I did, but yeah, I have to grab them off the thing and then try and stack them, and after a while it gets, you know, stacking above your head, and yeah, that was an experience I sadly can never forget and will never repeat again.
You know, you wanted to be, I remember being, you know, I wanted to be like a big boy, you know, like the other hands out there, and, you know, wanted to pull my weight. But, you know, there just comes a point when you just, you know, you don't have anything else to give. And, you know, I remember Mr. Law, he'd start fussing at me a little bit. You know, you need to pick it up. I'm gonna tell your granddaddy. I'm gonna tell Lewis. And I'd pick it up for another 5 minutes, and then I'd drift back down. But I just remember it sucking the life out of me. You know.
This is KN4RJ, and the joys of childhood, indeed.
Yeah, roger that. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. John, let me, do you got anything else for us, sir? I'm going to move on to the next one if that's okay with you.
This is KN4RG, and that's about it. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening, Chad. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Thank you, Mr. John, and Anna said hello to you, sir. All right, let's see if we got any more that would like to check in. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move next up on the stop, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
For NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, Chad, I thoroughly enjoyed your conversation with John. It caused a lot of reflection of when I was a boy growing up. I don't need to get into all the stories, but Lordy, if you don't have memories, I think I'm sweet now because, you know, I'm in no shape to do the kind of things I did when I was younger. But I do have the memories of it. And I did mine with relatives. My father's brother, Uncle John, he had eight, I believe, children. When you're a farmer, you have a big family, so you have a lot of work hands. It just appeared that way to me when I was a child, because there were only two of us in my family, two boys. And we never had to work like that, but we'd be invited to go visit, and I knew what that meant. It was either grubbing potatoes out of the ground, or loading hay, or putting up tobacco. They did all that stuff. And so I learned with a little bit of exposure that it can be, for some, it can be really hard growing up. So anyway, I want to say hi to Anna, and also say that it's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. I always enjoyed Tuesday nights because, you're net control, and that's encouraging to folks it's entertaining. You know, I'd gather, and sometimes Donna's with me, she's doing something else tonight, but we gather around the radio and thoroughly entertained. But I do miss John's astronomical, maybe that wasn't a good mix with with hay and cotton and tobacco. But I miss his astronomical informational lectures. That's always a good time. So who are you putting up hay for tomorrow?
We've got, I don't know how many goats are down there, Larry. Who can count them all? But we put up, a bunch of round bales. And, I shouldn't be complaining because, we're going to do all this with the bobcat. But, it's still hot, I will have to load the bobcat up and take it down to, the secondary barn, and then get in the truck and go over there and have the guy load, all of the hay, and then it's just going to be an all-day affair, and it's not so much the hay, it's just Dad. He tries to overdo it, and I end up fussing at him every year because he goes too hard, and I just all he's got to do is just get in the truck, and then when we get to the barn, all he's got to do is just sit in the chair. I mean it's that simple, but he will not do it. It's, just this and trying to push those big bales of hay around, this, that, and the other. And I end up fussing at him because he gets too hot. And I'm just not looking forward to that portion of it, because he gives me old dirty looks. But, with his health this year, he's going to have to get over it. We got old cane chair here that was granddaddy's, and I'm going to take it down to the barn this year and tell him, you sit right there in that chair. I'll do the rest. We'll see how that goes.
Well, sometimes it's hard to discourage someone who's enthusiastic, you might say, no matter what their age is. I do recall it, Mr. Ray Allison, who you've heard a lot of people talk about here. He was in his 80s, 90s, and he'd work a full day. but he had a good way of looking at it. He says, I work until I feel a little tired, and then I sit down for a while. And when I feel rested, I get up and go again. And I think pacing yourself like that would be, if you find your dad incorrigible, and you just might, let him sit down for a while and watch you. And, you know, man, you might say something, well, that's payback, Dad. You did all this before I could. And so now I'm just insisting that you take a rest every now and again. Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to me. Well, we could go on, I'm sure. Well, I will go just one step further. My dad worked in a sawmill growing up, and he would harvest trees before cutting them as well. And he knew just the ones to pick, just the ones that you could carry out on your shoulders. And he spent a day with me like that. We go out into the woods. I was probably 14, 15 years old, and I wasn't very big either. So he cut down the tree, and this thing would probably be 25, 30 feet long and 8 inches maybe at the widest part of its girth. And he'd just pick that thing up and put it on his shoulder and walk out with it. I tried to do that, and I did, with a lot of trouble, follow him as he did that. With one on my shoulders. And I never felt so abused in all my life. and it was after that we would cut it up and split it. You know, that was the day. That truly is heat that warms you at least twice, maybe three times. Oh, boy. Oh, but to get to something that's amateur radio, I made one step closer today in putting my different radio in the shack here, so I'm not always running down the batteries on these handhelds. I made up a power cord for my Kenwood, and I did something that I've heard is a good thing to do, but let me let this drop a second. Did something that other people have said is a good idea, so I'll pass this along, and I've yet to see how it might work, but I have kind of a longish, because this was an installation in the car, kind of a longish power cord already made up, and I ran 12 loops of that through a 140-43 mix toroid, hoping that perhaps it would offer a little reduction in the snap, crackle, and pop that sometimes you can hear on power cables when you run them close to all other kind of cables that are in the shack. So I'll report later on how that works. KK4JBQ.
UE. Oh, well, I'm anxious to hear how that goes with Kenwood. I know you're a Linco that you talk on, I believe that's what it is. It has a distinctive sound when you key down, and I know before you even speak who it is. So I don't know if I'm gonna be able to distinguish that with the Kenwood, and I'm not sure how I'm gonna. I'm not going to be able to drain the batteries anymore, so I don't know what we're going to do about that. I guess we'll just have to talk till one of us just gives out. Is that what you're thinking?
That's a good substitution for waiting for my batteries to die. Just talk until you can't. You can't make it anymore. I'm all up for that. Well, yeah, we can be windy. But I do so enjoy it. I really do. And I thank you for the opportunity. And I thank this entire ham community for being willing to listen to us. But for some, like myself, it is such an enjoyment. These nets are our comfort and their company. And it's a bright part of my day. I certainly do love it. And with with that, I will turn it over to that person that's fortunate to be next. Everyone have a good night. Chad, you and Anna, get some good rest, won't you? And we'll talk with you again soon. KK4JBQ.
UE. Okay, well, Larry, appreciate you dropping by, and it's always a pleasure to have you comment during the nets. So with that, I'll make another call. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, Tommy negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
I got you, K4XB, Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us tonight, sir. Hope you are well, and have a great day tomorrow, sir. All right, we'll move up to next on the list, which is KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary and Easley. Mr. Gary, go ahead, sir.
Brand UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening again, Jed. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here today, didn't do that much. Got a little warm outside, so we didn't push ourselves too terribly hard. You know, it's not good to do that when it's real hot out. Not good to do it when it's real cold out either, so I guess we just did what we could or did what we wanted to and then forgot about the rest of it. But other than that, had a good exercise with the Pickens County group at a UHF simplex net. Out of 33 people, I think, that were on the list, I heard 8 of them, which is not bad for UHF, I don't think. I got to do some paperwork here on the computer and send it over to them, let them know who I heard and who I didn't hear and that sort of thing. But other than that, everything seems to be going pretty good over this way, Chad. I was going to call you to see what you were going to be doing tomorrow, but I already know. Sounds to me like you're going to be out there moving some hay bales around.
Well, and you're exactly right. And the thing is that it gets a little more complicated than that. The guy that we get the hay from, his name is Roscoe. And he's not the easiest guy in the world to deal with. You know, he's got this front-end loader that's, you know, it's got clutch problems and power steering pumps, you know, raising cane every year, and he has to stop every 10 minutes, put power steering fluid in it, and it's just, you know, it's just a hassle. And I told him last year, I said, why don't you fix that thing? And boy, he let me have it. He let me have it right there in the field. So I don't say anything. I just stay in the truck. Daddy gets out there and, you know, and talks with him. But, you know, he gets a little long-winded sometimes. And I just, you know, we got about 50-something bales to move. So I hope we don't get too long-winded because, you know, I just don't like sitting out in that sun.
When you said that gentleman's name was Roscoe, I know the rest of it. Roscoe P. Coltrane. I don't know if you remember that off the TV or not. But here again, showing my age again a little bit. But I don't blame you. I don't like sitting out in the hot sun either. When I'm out there in the garden in the summertime when it starts coming in after I get it in the ground and get it coming up and all of that stuff, I go out there and work for a little while, and then I got a chair that sits over there under the trees in the shade, and I take me a big old thing of water out there, and I work in the sun for a little while, and I go sit in the shade till I dry off, and then I go back out in the sun, get wet again, and I go back over in the shade until I dry off.
Yeah, so let me tell you what's happening with the garden this year. So Dad plants a garden every year, and, you know, no big deal. But this year it's a little different because
just really hasn't recovered from COVID 2 years ago. He's lost his stamina, and, you know, he just got out of the hospital a couple weeks ago. But this year, it's, sometimes he calls it a changing of the guard. And so the garden is my responsibility this year. And I've always been a part of, you know, planning things with Dad. But I don't know, Gary, this year it's just different. It really is. I go out there every morning. I got to be honest with you, Dee, I was not happy about it at first because I, you know, just never been too enthralled with all the work that comes with the garden. But I go out there as soon as I get up in the morning and get the hoe and, you know, keep things neat and tidy. And I actually was enjoying it this morning and came in and told Anna that she gives me a farmer's almanac every year for Christmas. And it's got some planting tables in there, you know, when to plant this and plant that. But I'm kind of getting into it. I think I'm gonna plant me some stuff this fall and see how it goes. I feel like I'm good at it. We'll see, but I'm giving it my best.
I feel good when you get a little dirt under your fingernails and you get out there and sweat a little bit. I mean, you know, you can do other things and sweat and stuff, but I enjoy it. I think it's good therapy for me. I'll get out there, and if I'm irritated with something, I can take that hoe and I can turn that ground up good. And by the time I get done, I'm so tired, I'm not frustrated anymore. So I guess it's good for a lot of different things. But other than that, Chad, I guess that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a really good net going. Don't know when you might have a day free in the next few days, but if you might be free one day and you want to come over, or you want me to come over, I'll bring my stuff over and we'll come over and play a little bit, see how that goes. But that's up to you when you are available. I know you're a busy fella, and that's the way that goes. Other than that, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Joy hollered in here and said, "Tell Anna I said hey." And I said, "I will." So there that goes, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Thanks for calling the net, and we enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. See you on the radio then. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
KO4NUE, and like you always say, Mr. Gary would give the man on the mountain his opportunity to speak. So, as far as me and you working together, I have got some stuff laid out down there already, and I will give you a call in a day or so. But one other thing I want to tell you before I go is last 3 or 4 mornings I've been out there working in the garden. Dad keeps a grass rake out there leaning up against the tomato baskets. And the spring kind, not the, you know, the hard teeth kind, it's kind of you rake grass with it, which really doesn't have that much place in a garden. I've never really thought about it till it dawned on me this morning what he's doing. That rake's always out there, and I notice every morning when I go out there to rake that there's some kind of different animal footprints in the garden. And I think I figured out what he does is he gets out there and rakes a patch clean. So when he normally does the garden, he can, you know, go out there and see what's been messing around in the garden at night. So
pretty sure Dad's a pretty smart man. I hate to say it's taken me this long to say that, but that's kind of what I'm starting to think.
Well, there's always little tricks to the trade that you don't ever get told. And sometimes you get shown what they are, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have to figure them out yourself. But that's probably what he uses that leaf rake for. That's what I call them, a leaf rake. Yeah, they're little spring steel tines on them, and they're very flexible. I've got a plastic one. The steel one that I had finally bit the dust, and if the tines were so old, they were breaking off and all of that, so I bought me a plastic one. Couldn't find a metal one, so I broke down and bought one of those plastic ones. But I don't have to worry about the animals getting into the garden too much. I got a fence all the way around it. Now the rabbits and the squirrels get in there. I've seen a rabbit. Joy calls her Mrs. Bunny Wiggle. She lives up at the other end of the house up there under these yellow bell bushes that we have. And she raises a family up there every year. But she came down across the yard, the front yard out there one morning. I watched her come all the way across the driveway, got up next to that chain link fence, and I said, "Hi, as far as you gonna go?" I want you to know that rabbit jumped right through the chain link fence like it wasn't even there. And I was told later by some more knowledgeable folks that if a rabbit can get their head through a hole, their whole body will fit. And I believe it now.
For NUE, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Gary, I never thought about that, but I guess you're right. And as far as Miss Bunny Wiggles go, Anna and I have been listening to we say it's the same whippoorwill since we've been out here, but in reality, you know, I doubt it is. But we've got a whippoorwill that sets up, I don't know, sounds like he's half a mile, three quarters of a mile away. And we look forward to him starting to sing every year. We went through a couple years where we didn't hear him, but the last couple years we've heard him. And we'll sit out on the porch at night and listen to that whippoorwill, and we track him every year. And he moves in a southern direction. He'll start up on the back side of the peach field, and as time goes on, he'll start moving. And he'll whippoorwill, you know, on up into the night, and till, you know, he finds a mate. When he finds a mate, of course, he quits singing. But we always like to hear him sing every year. And by the time he gets through singing, we're glad he's done, because that means summer is coming to an end. I just hate it takes him that long to find a mate. But I guess you do what you got to do. But we'll probably go out there and listen to him a little bit tonight, because we enjoyed listening to him. But with that, Gary, I won't hold you up. I appreciate you hanging around and talking with me tonight. So with that, I'll let you go.
Well, you and Anna have a great evening, what's left of it. Enjoy that whippoorwill. We've got some that we have, well, the last couple of years we started hearing them. When we first moved here, we didn't hear any, so maybe they're on the comeback. That's always a good thing. Take care, young man. We'll talk at you later. 73. KI4DOS, back to net.
Okay, Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and 73's to you. All right, let's see if we got anybody else that would like to check in tonight. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
This is AC6IW.
Go ahead, sir. Can I have your name and location, please?
Yeah, hey, Chad, this is Jeff. We spoke before.
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. The call is Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey.